This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Ed McCallum and his wife Deb are loading up their car with groceries they just purchased at Foodland in Halliburton. Frustrated by U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to put tariffs on goods from Canada, as well as threatening to annex Canada as a 51st state, the couple has chosen to join millions of Canadians looking for and buying products with a maple leaf on it whenever and wherever possible.
Tell me about whether or not you have changed your buying habits, and is buying Canadian super important to you now?
More important than it ever was. And we've been very diligent in looking at all the tags, all the where they're supplied from, and just avoiding anything U.S. for the most part. Certainly buying Canadian when it's available, but the biggest thing is avoiding U.S. for us. We noticed all of the people in the supermarket looking at the ingredients and supply. So I'm not surprised at all. There's a lot of people here that are really ticked off.
The McCallums are also thinking about canceling plans to travel to the U.S. this summer because of their disgust for what they say are punitive measures being brought to bear on Canadian products.
We had a trip planned to Alaska, and we're now really considering canceling that.
The Buy Canadian trend began in the face of 25% tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump plans on putting on goods exported from Canada to the U.S. And while the Buy Canadian movement seems to be taking hold with consumers across the country, Amanda Kahn, executive director of the Halliburton Highlands Chamber of Commerce, says it's not as simple as it sounds.
Buying Canadian, you know, some people have their brands that they know are tried and true, but sometimes it's really complicated to figure out how to buy Canadian. Are the raw products Canadian? Was it manufactured or produced in Canada? Is it from a Canadian supplier? Is it an American brand, but a Canadian franchise owner? And there's lots of different complexities to what buying Canadian means. There is a working group that's happening right now with the members of the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, which includes all of us and all of our members, and the Canadian Marketing Association to look at ways to make it a lot clearer to understand what buying Canadian means and ways to signify that for stores as well as people that produce products. So that is a project that is underway. It is desperately needed because it is a really complicated message.
The Empire Company, which owns and operates grocery stores like Halliburton's Foodland, FreshCo, IGA, and Sobeys, provided Canoe FM with a statement about how they intend to give shoppers a hand when it comes to buying Canadian. The statement reads, Empire Company Limited is focused on protecting our customers as much as possible from the impacts of this unwarranted action from the United States and the necessary reaction from our federal and provincial governments. We already have a clear and robust strategy that favors and displays local products in our stores across the country. In light of recent developments, we are working to amplify this very successful local program while also accelerating the sourcing of Canadian products as alternatives to products on the tariff list. We will be using all of our communication channels, including in-store, to clearly identify Canadian products and give them greater prominence. We are committed to providing customers with choice and encourage them to make informed purchasing decisions with the information in our displays and the country of origin information printed on packaging and labels. Kahn says it's not just consumers who are taking steps to buy Canadian. She says local businesses are feeling the strain and, as they have done many times before, are now making adjustments to their suppliers and products. She's also encouraging consumers to continue to shop local.
I've definitely heard a lot of our business owners say, yeah, I'm diversifying my vendors. I'm looking for new vendors. I'm doing everything that I can. Halliburton County businesses have proven time and time again in the past that we are both agile as well as resilient. And I think those are traits that are going to serve us well as we look forward. But that doesn't mean that we can just sit on our laurels and let other things happen to us. We need to participate in what's happening and make the right decisions for our businesses, our community, and our individual households.
Back in the Foodland parking lot, the message is loud and clear. Shoppers are buying Canadian products to the best of their abilities. In doing so, they're sending a pretty strong message to our neighbors south of the border.
I've just recently started doing that. You know, everything, I just take a look at it and make sure it's made in Canada.
Why is that important to you?
Well, because I don't want to support the United States. Donald Trump, I guess. And I think he's being unfair.
95% of what I buy is already made in Canada. From day one, so the tariffs won't really make a difference to me. I'm just sticking with what I buy because it is all Canada.
If you'd like more information on how to buy Canadian-made products, visit madeinca.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.